The name of the patient for October the 10th of 2023, the name of the patient is first patient Antonio Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. First name Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O. This is the follow-up for this 67-year-old Hispanic male that was referred to the practice because of the presence of hyperkalemia. Period. This patient has a CKD stage 3A with an albumin creatinine ratio of 278 and a protein creatinine ratio that is 320 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The most important part is that the patient has been hyperkalemic. He has been treated with the administration of kyexolate. The patient is taking 15 grams on daily basis. A concern is the gastrointestinal side effects of this medication. Period, during my past evaluation, the recommendation was to stop the use of the lisinopril that could be a contributory factor for hyperkalemia. However, during the last determinations of the potassium and the CMP on September the 2nd compared to September the 8th, that is evidence of metabolic acidosis, the CO2 on September the 1st was 15 and just 15, and on September the 8th was 17. The anion gap was pretty close to normal range, which is consistent with renal tubular acidosis type 4. The patient is going to be placed on bicarbonate with 650 milligrams, one tablet POVID, and we are going to titrate the bicarbonate according to the CO2 results. Period, I plan to talk to Dr. Smith, who is the primary care in Frostproof. Period, I will discuss the possibility of changing the lisinopril for any other antihypertensive that is imperative. Period. I attempted the use of nifedipine ER, but according to the patient's narrative, there was significant swelling, and the patient was discontinued and placed back on the lisinopril. Whether or not this is accurate is not known. Period. Taking into consideration that he is a diabetic and that he has evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, I am going to order Jardiance to see whether or not is covering by the insurance. But definitely this patient has an indication for the SGLT2 period. Number two, arterial hypertension that seems to be under control, the 152 over 68. The patient has lost since the last visit on August 31st, 2023, a total of 8 pounds, which is commendable. following number. The patient has a history of hilar mass in the left lung that is evaluated by the pulmonologist, Dr. Wong, period. Hyperuricemia. The patient has been placed on allopurinol. Whether or not the patient is taking this medication is unknown. The dose of the allopurinol was 300 milligrams on a daily basis. Following numbers, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient has a history of frontal lobe mass that is that was excised and is followed by the primary. Following number, loss of the vision in the left eye post cataract surgery. Following number, the patient has a BMI that is 36.1, which is consistent with obesity. Following number, peripheral neuropathy under control with the use of gabapentin. This peripheral neuropathy is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus. Since there are so much variation in the medications, I want to see the progress in this patient, in the response to the administration of bicarbonate, and for that reason I'm going to give an appointment in a month, in 4 weeks. I spend 12 minutes examining the laboratory workup and comparing with the prior ones. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.